And this time on Culture File, we're welcoming a new correspondent who'll be reporting to us on the US storytelling industrial complex. But who better to explain than the writer himself, Rob Long, in his very first Culture File Martini Shot.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot. I call these little stories I tell, stories about Hollywood and the media, about living and working in the entertainment business, I call them martini shots because when you're filming a movie or a television show, when it's the last shot of the day, someone will call out, "This is the martini shot," and that means exactly what it sounds like. When this shot is done, you get your martini. The martini shot is the last shot, the happy ending to a long day of production. I've worked in Hollywood as a scriptwriter and producer for 30 years, and one of the rules I've learned is it's good storytelling, and it's good business too, to remember that whenever it's at all possible, deliver a happy ending. If at all plausible, and even if it's a real stretch of the imagination and credulity and sometimes relies on the sheer forgetfulness of the audience, make sure the guy and the girl end up together. Make sure the house doesn't burn down. Make sure the earth is saved, the hero triumphs, the wedding comes off, the warring partners are reconciled, and the dog comes home, dirty but happy. Audiences, in my experience, will forgive a lot of things, a boring opening, a slow middle, but they want an ending to feel like a cymbal clash, a champagne cork popping, the satisfying sound of a book you've really enjoyed, plopping shut. I went to a screening once, and when the movie was over, I turned to my companion and I said, "What just happened?" "I was going to ask you the same thing," he said. And a few weeks later, when the movie opened in the theaters, the audiences agreed it was a terrible ending. So the movie didn't last long. Because it's human nature to want a happy or at least a satisfying ending, even more so when every day the front page of the newspaper seems to announce more and more complicated and irrational plot twists, and we're all getting the bad feeling that this particular movie isn't even close to being over. Meeting up with friends recently, we all did that now familiar dance. Are we using the masks? Are we not using the masks? Are we shaking hands? Are we bumping elbows? Where are we in this coronavirus movie? In the middle? Near the end? When do we get to get up and get out of this movie theater? We try hardest to make sense of things, I think, when they make no sense at all. But in this case, I guess the only thing to learn is you've got to take your happy endings where you find them. So before you go to bed at night, try to make sure the guy and the girl do get together. The house doesn't burn down. The family is reconciled. And the dog does come home, whatever that means for you in your life. Because real life, as opposed to movie life, often delivers up unwelcome plot twists. In the movie version of the world today, there's a research scientist somewhere who has discovered a vaccine for the virus. There's a solution coming in the next scene for climate change and ethnic strife and poverty and the reason why we all need those separate and different charger cables for our phones and things. You know, the big stuff. Speaking for myself, I'm ready for the martini shot to get called on a lot of this stuff. Although, there's a name for the shot that comes right before the martini shot, by the way. It's called the Abby Singer shot, named after the first assistant director of a production who mistakenly called out the martini shot when there was still one shot left to do. He was, of course, roundly despised and shunned for weeks because once you have your heart set on that martini shot and maybe the actual martini to come right after it, learning that there's still a little bit more to do just feels like a deeply unsatisfying, deeply unhappy ending. And as we all know, those are the worst. So let's hope, for a lot of what we're experiencing these days, that someone calls the martini shot soon. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will get famous. Sort of. This is Rob Long.
Like the man said, that was Rob Long there with his martini shot, another of which he'll be calling for us next week. Tomorrow on Culture File, composer Neil Martin, who's on the menu for this week's RTE NSO live online concert on Friday evening, is the guest for this week's Culture File Likes. And watch your podcast feeds tomorrow for this week's Culture File Weekly, which of course will also be on the radio in its new home at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday evenings. Hope you're getting all of this down on RTE Lyric FM.